Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal to take a look at the region's business news. And Scott Rodd from the Biz Journal joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
A shopping center in Elk Grove has been sold, and apparently the price tag was pretty significant.
That's right. The Elk Grove Commons was purchased for just over $59 million by New York-based Acadia Realty Trust. The 241,000 square foot property was sold by Donahue Schreiber. According to one of the brokers in the deal, the sale is somewhat unusual, not just because of the high price tag, but also because assets like the Elk Grove Commons are not being listed on the market very frequently these days.
I know there's a Trader Joe's there, but what are some of the other businesses there?
There's a Kohl's, Home Goods, and Cost Plus World Market are among some of the tenants there. And it looks like the center on Bruce Hill Road appears to be about 100% occupied at this point.
What else do you know about this company, Acadia Realty Trust?
So they're based in New York, and it looks like they've been buying up some properties on the West Coast, mostly in the San Francisco area. This is the first property they've bought here in Sacramento, and it looks like they purchased this property seeing that it could be a good return on their investment.
Another big retail story this week had to do with Etteray's Bakery and Cafe closing its Roseville location. What happened there? I know Etteray's, you know, it's a famous name. They've been around a long time. So what happened there?
Swiss pastry chef Etteray opened his Sacramento bakery about 30 years ago and has garnered a strong following ever since. Last year, he expanded into Roseville, opening an 8,500 square foot spot on Sunrise Avenue. But the expansion proved to be very expensive. In April, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection to reorganize, and at that time, Etteray attributed the bankruptcy to the expenses that came with expanding into Roseville.
Okay, but that Sacramento store, the one on Fair Oaks Boulevard, that's going to stay open, right?
It will. Etteray said he plans to focus his time and attention on the Sacramento location, which is what brought him his success and renown in the region in the first place. And he also he supplies baked goods to other stores like coffee shops and retailers, and it appears as though that will continue despite the Roseville closure as well.
Okay, well, it's been a while since we heard anything about the dormant Sleep Train Arena in Natomas. But apparently, since at least late last year, an autonomous car company has been quietly testing its prototypes in the parking lot there. What do you know about this story?
The company is called Neuro, and they've been developing a driverless electric vehicle intended to deliver goods ranging from groceries to pizzas. The company has been using the parking lot of the Natomas Arena to test its prototype, the R1, with the blessing of city officials and the King's Organization, which owns the arena. Many in the tech and auto industry are keeping a close eye on Neuro. They quietly raised about $92 million in recent years to develop their driverless vehicles. And the two founders are formerly employees of Google's autonomous vehicle division.
Huh. So are we going to see these vehicles on the streets of Sacramento anytime soon?
The company has not entered into a partnership with the city, according to officials, but the city has been in close contact with Neuro throughout their time at Sleep Train. The city announced last year that it wanted to be a national test bed for autonomous vehicles, and it recently announced a partnership with a different autonomous vehicle company, Phantom Auto, which will be doing on-the-road testing in Sacramento in the coming months. So it seems likely then that the city will try to convince Neuro to use Sacramento streets to test their vehicles once they're ready to move on from the arena's parking lot.
Well, what else is going on at the Sleep Train Arena?
So we spoke to Visit Sacramento earlier this week, and it looks like the organization, which is tasked with bolstering tourism in the capital city, has its sights set on building a 100-plus acre youth sports complex in Sacramento in the coming years, and they mentioned Sleep Train Arena might be one possible location for that complex. The organization hasn't submitted a formal proposal to the city, and their president said the rehabilitation of the convention center downtown is their primary focus right now, but he said that a youth sports complex is definitely on the horizon.
So why a youth sports complex? Is that, like, pretty lucrative?
Well, so the president of Visit Sacramento, Mike Testa, said that youth and amateur sports tournaments and competitions is one of the fastest growing revenue sources for hotels, and that Sacramento doesn't have an adequate complex to host any of these events, or at least some of the bigger ones. A sports complex with upwards of a dozen fields would allow the city to host these competitions, and in turn, it would generate economic activity from visitors.
Well, where are some of the other possible sites? You mentioned that the Sleep Train Arena is just one possible venue.
That's right. Sleep Train is one of several locations that Visit Sacramento has identified as potential sites that could accommodate a youth sports complex. The organization is also looking at undeveloped land under private ownership along I-5 near Natomas and then down near Elk Grove, as well as Sutter's Landing Park and the Sacramento Rail Yards.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Scott Rodd of the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.